It's time for Your Care, Our Mission with the Humboldt County Memorial Hospital, and we've got Amanda Toole, the dietitian, on the line. Hello, Amanda.
Hi, how are you today?
Fantastic. How are you?
I'm doing great.
It is back to school time, and I'm sure as the dietitian at the hospital, you've got lots of back to school lunch packing tips to give us.
I do. I know it can be overwhelming and time-consuming sometimes, so I have some tips to hopefully put that at ease a little bit.
All right, let's get into them.
So the first thing, basic outline for building a healthy meal, whether that is for school or maybe it's something you want to bring to work, you want that meal to include some type of protein, an energy food, so think like a grain or a starch, and then some fruit and veggies in there. And ideally, if this is for kiddos, they're going to have that milk with their school lunch as well. So the first thing that I recommend doing is sitting down with your child and creating a list of what foods they like to eat from each of those categories. And this will be the guide you'll use for grocery shopping and that they can use then for putting their lunch together every evening or every morning. So just to give you some examples to kind of help fuel a brainstorming session, some protein food ideas would be hard-boiled eggs, peanut butter, nuts, beans, deli meat, hummus, cottage cheese, beef jerky, string cheese. Some grains would be bread, crackers, waffles, tortillas, pita chips, pasta. Doing more whole grain or enriched grains is going to pack a little bit more nutrition in those. And then fruits and veggies, really anything canned, frozen, or fresh works, whatever your child likes and will eat. So veggie examples are carrot and celery sticks, cherry tomatoes, sugar snap peas, mini cucumbers, even adding some veggies like lettuce and tomato to sandwiches. And just so you know, it is okay to add dip. I get that question frequently, and this doesn't take away any nutrition, so if that's how they're going to eat their vegetables, I'd rather have them add the dip with it versus no veggies at all.
And you can also do things like celery with peanut butter. You're killing two birds with one stone there.
Absolutely. Yep, absolutely. Kind of pairs them together.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then fruit, same thing. And then so common examples that are easy to grab and pack in a lunch would be a banana, apple, grapes, fruit cups like canned pears or peaches. Just look that they're canned in 100% juice versus a syrup or applesauce are another good examples. So give your child the freedom to get creative and mix and match with what sounds good to them. Have them choose at least one food from each category based on what they'd like to eat. It's okay if it's not a combination that you would put together yourself or if it doesn't fit a traditional meal. As long as they're sticking to those lists, you know they are creating a balanced meal just in their own way.
And that's what's going to get them through the rest of the day. Because I can tell you, if, you know, I get to about 12:30, if I haven't had something to eat, I drag the rest of the day. And so a good protein, good energy source, that meal is really going to help them out to get through the last 2-3 hours of school every day.
Exactly. And that's kind of, you know, if they're just left up to their own devices to pack a meal, might just kind of contain one of those, and it's not going to have them last throughout the day. So that kind of takes that planning out of it if you set it up that way.
Wait a minute. If we leave our kids to pack their own lunches, you think they're going to put in, you know, 6 bananas and nothing else? Are you kidding? Come on.
You never know what they're going to end up with.
Boy, ain't that the truth. If anybody else has any questions or anything else or any other suggestions or ideas, how can they get a hold of you at the hospital?
Yeah, they can reach me at 515-332-7608. I do have a couple also just food safety tips.
Okay.
To make sure what they're eating is safe as well for school. So making sure that you're wiping out their cooler every once in a while, washing those containers, of course, after every time. And then if that lunchbox is going to contain cold food or food that should be cold, try and get 2 ice packs in there if they fit. So one on the bottom and one on the top, especially for those kiddos that have the later lunch period. That will help that food stay cold all the way. And then if they have leftover perishable food, just have them toss it at lunch. By the time they get home, it likely isn't going to be safe to eat anymore. It will get too warm. And then once we get into colder temps, We can get those hot foods, grab a thermos. As long as you heat those hot foods up well in the morning, they'll stay warm until lunchtime and still be good to eat for them as well.
Yeah, anytime the kid brings home a sandwich that's been in their desk all weekend long, they bring it on Monday. Can I eat this, Mom? No.
Yeah.
No. Don't try it, Junior. Don't do it.
No. So. And another thing to keep in mind is that truly kids of all ages are able to help pack their lunch. So just remember that. This doesn't have to be all on you as the parent or guardian. You know, even your little students can help by counting the slices of bread you need for a sandwich or big apple slices or help get their bag ready. And then as your child gets older, you really can give them most of the ownership to create that healthy lunch. Using those lists help as communication tool. And then they also learn their skills so that when they're out on their own, they're able to do that by themselves without any help.
That's exactly correct. That's lifelong learning skills right there. If they can learn at a young age how to pack a lunch and how to make it balanced and healthy, that's stuff that's going to take them right through to when they get out on their own. And good job, parent. Good job, Mom, for teaching. Way to go.
Yes, absolutely.
Amanda Toole, the dietitian from the Humboldt County Memorial Hospital. Your care, our mission. Thanks, Amanda.
Thank you. Have a great day.